I'll be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 25 through 30. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. The last two resurrections are the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the damned. Those that have done good will be resurrected from the first death to life eternal. Those that have done evil will be resurrected from the first death to be cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Jesus the Messiah came here to this world and was tempted and suffered as any man or woman. He remained faithful to God his Father and kept God's commandments to his death. Jesus has been given authority from God to execute judgment according to his Father's words. And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 6 to 7, Jesus speaking, he answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Messiah Jesus brought God's words and commandments to this earth, so that anyone could learn them and obey them. In today's world, there are literally thousands of religions with millions of followers that all claim to be obeying God's words. Yet they do not teach the same things, and neither do they do the same things. If God's word is truth, can this be possible? Truth, by definition, is absolute. It never changes, and it never contradicts. Obviously, there is one truth, and as Jesus said, many vain doctrines that are the commandments of men. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. For God hath not sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Jesus Messiah delivered the gospel words of light and truth for everyone to believe and obey. The words he brought from God are what lights the way into the kingdom of heaven and life eternal. Jesus said that those who do not believe and obey them love darkness and do not want to have knowledge of the truth because their deeds are evil. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 17 to 23, And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. As it was with those that claimed to be pious and religious in the days that the Messiah walked this earth, so is it also in today's world with those that appear to be pious and religious. They teach many do's and many don'ts, yet they are all willing to engage in any or all of the evils that Jesus spoke of to his disciples. And in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 45, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Rain is something that everyone depends on for water to drink and for food to be grown to eat. God lets his rain fall on the just and the unjust. In other words, the Messiah is saying, don't judge your standing with God by what you possess of this world's goods. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 to 21, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. There were many deceivers and false prophets 2,000 years ago, and there are many today. Deceivers and false prophets teach and obey lies in the name of Jesus and God. Their fruit is evil. Learning and obeying God's words will bear the fruit of truth, making it possible to see those lies. Good fruit can only come from a tree that is good. And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus the Messiah taught believing the gospel and being baptized was the beginning of salvation. Those who do not believe and are not baptized to be saved are damned. None of the false religions of today will teach this to any of their followers. They teach lies because they love the darkness and their deeds are evil. And in Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. No one will escape the great day of God's judgment that will be executed by Jesus, Messiah. The books that will be opened will be those that contain God's words. All men and women will be judged by God's word according to their works. Many will have been resurrected to damnation, and some resurrected to life eternal. The next series will be devoted to providing and examining the information revealed on the doctrines of baptism. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.